ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी। भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 76 एंड 77। टाइटल इज टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीनी पारिहि। यथा तृण जलुकेयम् नापयाति अपयाति च न त्यज्येन म्रियमानोऽपि प्राग्देहाभिमतिं जनः। यथा तृणजलुकेयम् नापयाति अपयाति च न त्यजेन म्रियमानोऽपि प्राग्देहाभिमतिं जनः। यथा तृणजलुकेयम् नापयाति अपयाति च न त्यजेन म्रियमानोऽपि प्राग्देहाभिमतिं जनः। देयर्स वन मोर वर्स आल्सो, आई जस्ट रीड। यावद् अन्यं न विन्देते व्यधानेन कर्मणां मन एव मनुष्येन्द्र भूतानां भवभावनम्। सो वी रीड द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दीज टू वर्सेस। यथा एज तृणजलुका कैटरपिलर इयम् दिस न अपयाति डज नॉट गो अपयाति गोज च ऑल्सो न नॉट त्यजेत गिव्स अप म्रियमानः एट द पॉइंट ऑफ डेथ अपि इवन प्राक फॉर्मर देह विद द बॉडी अभिमतिम आइडेंटिफिकेशन जनह अ पर्सन यावत सो लॉन्ग एस अन्यम अनदर न नॉट विंदेत ओब्टेन्स व्यवधानेन बाय द टर्मिनेशन कर्मानाम ऑफ फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज मनह द माइंड एव सर्टनली मनुष्येन्द्र ओ रूलर ऑफ मेन भूतानाम ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज भव ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस भावनम द कॉज। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। द कैटरपिलर ट्रांसपोर्ट इट्सेल्फ फ्रॉम वन लीफ टू अनदर बाय कैप्चरिंग वन लीफ बिफोर गिविंग अप द अदर। Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kinds of desires. Purport. A living entity too much absorbed in material activity becomes very much attracted to the material body. Even at the point of death, he thinks of his present body and the relatives connected to it. Thus, he remains fully absorbed in the conception of death, so much so that even at the time of death, he abhors leaving the present body. Sometimes it is found that a person on the verge of death remains in a coma for many days before giving up the body. This is common among so-called leaders and politicians who think that without their presence, the entire country and society will be in chaos. This is called Maya. Political leaders do not like to leave their political post. They either have to be shot by an enemy or obliged to leave by the arrival of death. By superior arrangement, a living entity is offered another body. But because of his attraction to the present body, he does not like to transfer himself to another body. Thus, he is forced to accept another body by the laws of nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities that is in actuality carried out by nature. Material nature is very strong, and the material modes force one to accept another body. This force is visible when the living entity transmigrates from a superior body to an inferior body. One who acts like a dog or a hog in the present life will be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog in the next life. A person may be enjoying the body of a prime minister or a president, but when he understands that he will be forced to accept the body of a dog or hog, he chooses not to leave the present body. Therefore, he lies in a coma many days before death. The conclusion is that the next body is already determined by superior control. The living entity immediately gives up the present body and enters another. Sometimes in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attracted to their life situation are forced to remain in ghostly body. They are not allowed to accept another gross body. Even in the body of a ghost, they create disturbance for neighbors and relatives. The real purpose of the mind is the prime cause of such a situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated and one is forced to accept them. It's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tejadiyanti kalevaram tam tamevaiti kaunteya sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Within one's body and mind, one can think either as a dog or as a man. Either as a dog or as a god. And the next life is offered to him accordingly. It's explained in Bhagavad Gita. Purusha prakritosto hi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sadasadyoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. The living entity may transmigrate to either a superior or inferior body according to his association with the modes of material nature. If he associates with the mode of ignorance, he gets the body of an animal or inferior man. But if he associates with the mode of goodness, he gets the body accordingly. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittastha adho gacchanti tamasa. Those situated in the mode of goodness go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on earthly planets. And those in the mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. The root cause of one's association is the mind. This great Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest boon to human society because it is teaching everyone to always think of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one will be transferred to the association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Leela Pravishtam, entering into the planet Goloka Vrindavan. Bhagavad Gita explains, Bhaktya mam abhi janati yavan yashchashmi tatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. When one is in full consciousness of the Supreme by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. After the mind is completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, one can enter the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. To enter the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is devotional service. After understanding Krishna as is, one can become eligible to enter into Krishna Loka and associate with him. The mind is the cause of such an exalted position. The mind can also get one a body like those of dogs and hogs. The last line, very important. To absorb the mind always in Krishna consciousness is therefore the greatest perfection of human life. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shtam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Shtam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Goravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation. The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, the living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is a reservoir of all kinds of desires. My respectful obeisances to all the devotees, especially those residing in Vrindavan Dham. This is a very important verse which explains the basic philosophy of transmigration. It is so important as we advance in Krishna consciousness to always keep the fundamentals in mind, the basic truth about we being different from the body, how the living entity is changing his body according to his desires and according to his karma. Srila Prabhupada, one of the most often quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada is the basic verse, Dehi Nosmin Yatha Dehi Kaumaram Yavanam Jara, which is essentially what today's verse is also. This fact is so important to always be conscious of the fact that I am preparing for my next body. See, human life is very rare. Durlabha Manusha Janma. It's very, very rare. It is attained after migrating through 8,400,000 species. Just the other day, one devotee was mentioning in his class that even if we spend an average of 10 years in one species, that makes almost 8 crore years. Suppose we don't make it and we go through the complete cycle, another 8 crore years before we can get a human body again. That's very, very rare. And in the human body, to get association of devotees is even more rare. Especially to be part of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Sankirtan movement. So actually all good fortune is there upon us once we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and their representatives. It's like the door to the spiritual world is open now. It's so rare. Prabhupada writes, even demigods want to take birth in human body in Bharatvarsh and assist in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So what the great devotees are praying is what a devotee in ISKCON has already achieved in one sense. Great devotees, they don't pray for liberation also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kita janma ho yatha tuva das bahir mukha brahma janma nahi kuvash. Even if I have to take the birth as an insect in the house of a devotee, that is welcome. I like that. But I do not want to take birth as even Brahma if I don't have association of devotees. Because according to the association, one develops his next body. Presently we are actually, depending on our mental status, we are preparing for our next body. And if we are in association of devotees, just naturally one makes progress. You know, just like I was in near Pune, there is one place called Dehu Gaon, where the great saint Tukaram Maharaj used to live. It's a very beautiful holy place where he took birth. The deity of self-manifested deities of Lord Vitthal, Panduranga. And this is where he took birth and he lived for many years, and from there he went back to Godhead. So just recently there was a lot of rainfalls, and I was just on the bank of the river and I was seeing some of the local people swimming. You know, they were just jumping in, and the flow of the river is such that would take them to where they want to go very easily. So if you are with the flow, you can move along very fast. So being in association of devotees means you are just naturally taken upwards towards the lotus feet of Krishna. When one is not in association of devotees, one has to struggle. Of course, sometimes by Krishna's arrangement, either because of preaching or because of some other engagement, we may be away from devotees for some time. But our aspiration should be to be back in the lotus feet of devotees. Bhakti Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Tandera charana sehi bhakta sanivas janam janam hoy ei abhilash. That I want to remain in the association of devotees, serve in the association of devotees. So it becomes very easy when we are in association of devotees. However, being in association of devotees means not just physical proximity. Just like I remember many, many years back, when I was studying in America, I had not yet joined the movement, but I was staying in the temple and I was going to college. And so there were, you know, at that time, the particular temple I was staying, there were many devotees staying, and there were some who were not so fixed up. So one of them was saying that, yesterday I went with some devotees. So I was thinking, where some programs? No, we went to see one movie, some Western movie. So I was shocked, I said, because I had just come to Krishna consciousness and I was thinking that devotees are not supposed to go. So I was shocked, I said, how come you went? He said, no, we went in association of devotees. Sometimes devotees think that association of devotees means like yaar dost, you know, just chit-chatting with devotees. That's called spiritual prajalpa, you know, that in the name of spirituality. We may not be talking nonsense, but we may not be talking positive also. Life is so valuable that every moment either we should be chanting Hare Krishna or hearing about Krishna or serving Krishna. Nothing else. Even if we are sleeping, we should, in our heart, the holy name should be vibrating. Because we may leave our body while sleeping also. It happens many times. Devotee should always be thinking about this point of today's verse, that whatever I am thinking, that will be my next body. Just like if you are, you know, if you are in a place where you are being, where there's vigilance, like camera, like presently this class, I'm sure, you know, there's a camera. So I'm very conscious of what I say, how I look, what I, you know. So, because I know everything I'm saying is being recorded. And, you know, anything wrong may have not a very good effect on my spiritual life or my so-called reputation, you know. So same way, a devotee should think that Krishna has got a camera always. Not only audio, video, but think you also, you know. Krishna is recording my thought process, you know. And what will decide the future is, you know, the camera is there, screening is going on, and at certain time materiality just clicks. You know, that's the death time, you know. So at that time what you were thinking, you may say, whole time I was just thinking of Krishna, but just 1 minute I saw one magazine and that's it. No questions asked. There's no justification. So how conscious we have to be? We have to be very, very conscious. That's why Srila Prabhupada, if you see this book, I think about a year back there was a book printed by BBT and Torchlight combined, where the Prabhupada's instruction on chanting Hare Krishna. It's called Chanting Hare Krishna. That's the title of the book. And I think it's available here in the store. So this book is filled with very deep, powerful instructions of Srila Prabhupada on how to prepare for the next life. See, just being in ISKCON and being initiated or being a brahmachari or a sannyasi or a good grahastha does not guarantee one to go back to the spiritual world. It's a matter of consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna always. So in that book, Prabhupada again and again emphasizes the need for constant chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita introduction that Krishna ends with Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, always think of me, become my devotee. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Kirtaniya Sadahari. So these two instructions are actually non-different from each other. Because in Kali Yuga, to think of Krishna means to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the practical way of thinking of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada explains in this book, Chanting Hare Krishna, that a devotee should mold his life in such a way that he is gradually coming to that stage of constant chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the instruction that this is in one of the purports in Bhagavatam. He said actually all devotees should strictly chant 24 hours a day. Now what does that mean? Doesn't mean that we gave up our services. But once you chant the holy name properly in the morning with the proper consciousness, then even if you are engaged in other services, your mind is chanting. Your mind is remembering the holy name of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very detailed instruction in his book called Harinam Chintamani. Recently I was taking some classes on this particular book. This is the talk between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. And this has been envisioned or realized by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You don't find in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat this discussion. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one section where there is discussion between Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's on the bank of the river Godavari in South India, a place called Kuvur, just next to Rajamundri. So Lord Chaitanya is asking Ramanand Rai, what is the greatest education, what is the greatest wealth, what is the greatest distress? And Ramanand Rai is replying. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, he is asking from his devotee. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Brahmana, he is asking from one who is in a Shudra family. Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi who is considered to be the head of all the ashrams, he is asking from a grihastha. Kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra kena hoy, jai krishna tattva veti se guru hai. It doesn't matter whether one is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. One who knows the science of Krishna, he is fit to be a guru. So just like here, in Ramanand Rai, Lord Chaitanya is asking about rasa tattva, about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. With Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya is inquiring about how to chant, how to attain perfection in chanting. And when Haridas Thakur hears this, he actually, as he is replying, his voice becomes choked up. His voice is faltering. Like somebody is in ecstasy, is crying. With tears in his eyes, he falls at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and then says that, I am simply an instrument, but on your order. And then he starts speaking. So there, Haridas Thakur gives very detailed instruction. And he explains that a devotee should try to chant the holy name in association of devotees. Especially try to chant in association of somebody who is a Rasika Bhakt, who is tasting the mellows of the holy name. And second point, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentions that some little time we should spend alone. We are not bhajanānandi, but maybe 10-15 minutes a day, apart from the 16 rounds, just praying to the Lord, praying to the holy name. Because actually nam jap is the perfection of life. What Prabhupada writes in the last line of the purport today, the perfection of life to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness completely, that is possible by pure Naam, Shuddha Naam. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one should spend some time just to oneself praying for the mercy of the Holy Name. Because like one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that you mentioned that chanting Hare Krishna is very easy, but it doesn't seem like that. Prabhupada said, it's very easy. It's very simple, but not easy. The process is simple, but the application is difficult because of the conditioning. So actually, this, what Prabhupada is mentioning in today's purport, preparing for the next life, in essence, it means attaining Shuddha Naam. If you can come to the level of pure holy name, then you become fit to be transferred to the spiritual world. Of course, just by being in Vrindavan, one gets purified also. But if when staying in Vrindavan, one can chant the holy name, the pure consciousness, the mood of Haridas Thakur, the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then one can attain love for Krishna. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains also that one should try to be in a place which is free from disturbances. We see even, if you go to a place called Sanket, which is between Barsana and Nandagram, Gopal Bhatta Goswami has his bhajan kutir there, which is quite a few feet down. When you are in Radha Shyam Sundar temple, where Shyamananda Goswami was doing bhajan, he also would go a little down. Because here there is no place to go down. But within the framework, a devotee should find some time where he is just with the name, with the Naam Prabhu. Because the name, the pure name, leads to Rupa. If one is chanting the holy name purely, then the divine form of Radha Shyam Sundar appears in front of his vision. And that from that roop, then Leela, the pastimes appear. And then the qualities appear. So if one is able to chant properly, then all what is described in today's purport is achieved. To be able to think of Krishna. So it's not just repetition, but also complete absorption. Because it says, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Tejati Anti Kalevaram. It means that whatever you are thinking of at the time of death, that will be your destination. So one should be thinking of Krishna. So the perfection of chanting is when one chants in such a way that is actually automatically able to absorb in the thinking of thoughts of Krishna. In the beginning stage, it begins with perfect pronunciation. For most of us, absorption is very high stage. We can begin by keeping awake during japa. That itself is a challenge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explains in that book that one can, if sometimes the deity's darshan is open, one can look at the deities and chant. If that is not possible, still one can remember his Ishtadev and then chant. In other words, chanting should not be a mechanical exercise just to get something done. Like sometimes devotees think, 16 rounds over, I am liberated from chanting. You know. So till tomorrow, my bead bags take rest. One devotee asked this question to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, how do I know that I have chanted my rounds properly? And Srila Prabhupada replied that if after chanting 16 rounds, you feel, why only 16 rounds? Why not 16,000 rounds? And a devotee should at least be aspiring for that. I know what is speaking is beyond most of us, including myself, like a KG student talking about PhD level. But nevertheless, the goal should be known. Unless we aim, Prabhupada says you should aim for the rhinoceros, aim for the highest, then we may reach the treetop at least. We aim, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, predecessor Acharya. He is a pure devotee, he is a Nitya Siddha, but he is playing the role of a sadhaka. And in that role of a sadhaka, he is singing this song. Kabe habe bolo se din amar, aparada guchi shuddha name ruchi, kripa bala habe ridaya sanchar. When that day will come, when I will be freed from offenses. Korite Shri Krishna nama ucharana pulakita deha gadgada vachan. When while chanting the holy name, my voice will falter, tears will come out of my eyes. We find in our own chanting in sadhana, we go through a lot of waves, like sinusoidal waves. You know, sometimes it's very good, sometimes our mind is disturbed. This happens with all devotees. One should not be surprised. Difficulties in chanting should not make one depressed. One should just understand that, yes, this is my conditioning. And you'll find every true devotee who reveals his heart has to go through this. It is part of purification. Like a child learning to walk, a devotee who is practicing the process of the chanting of the holy name, he finds many difficulties. But those difficulties should not deter us from taking even more, chanting with more enthusiasm. If we are having difficulties in chanting, it just means that we are going through certain purification. And we should in that situation cry out for the mercy. The perfection of chanting is not just being able to chant with proper pronunciation. That is a first step. But the perfection of chanting is when we cry for help. First you have to understand, yes, I am in danger. This material world is a very dangerous place. Anytime death can come. Anytime. So I have to take shelter of Krishna every moment. So when one understands his precarious nature, then he can chant with proper feeling. Just like Draupadi when she was crying to Krishna. Initially she felt that her husbands may help, Bhishma Dev may help, Dronacharya may help, or her own strength. But then she realized she cannot. Then she turned to Krishna wholeheartedly. There's a nice verse by Queen Kunti in her prayers. Janma Ishwara Shruta Shribhir Edamana Madhapuman. That one who has taken birth in high parentage family, with very rich family, or he is very educated or beautiful body, he cannot wholeheartedly take shelter of the holy name. Of course, there are exceptions where a devotee like King Pratap Rudra, who is also very rich, very influential, but he is totally surrendered to the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Pratap Rudra that I cannot meet you because you are king, he said, to hell with this kingdom. I renounce my kingdom. One moment of association with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more than all the wealth of the material world. So such consciousness is called akinchana. Although he was having everything, he was in the mood of akinchana. So one who is in the akinchan mood, not being attached to property or wealth, he can actually take shelter of the holy name. So actually in one sense, when there is difficulty, it makes us more attached to taking shelter. If there is no difficulty, one may chant with pronunciation, but not with helplessness. There has to be good pronunciation, there has to be feelings, and especially the feeling of helplessness, utter desperation. Nama bina kishu nahi kovara chauda bhuvana maje. There are certain nice verses. Recently I was reading one nice book by Srila Parthasarathi Maharaj, Bhakti, an Affair of the Heart. And he has given lot of nice quotations of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which he recommends that one can meditate while chanting. At least some of the important ones. He is saying that, for example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in this material world, the only friend of the living being is the holy name. And the holy name is most accessible. The holy name does not require any qualifications, except the qualification of sincerity. The Naam and the Nami, the name Krishna is not different from Krishna, but the name is more merciful. So one should always be meditating on the great fortune of getting the opportunity to chant while we are chanting. It should never be taken as a burden or something which one has to finish. My own little realization is that if it takes me 1 hour 45 minutes, I try to keep 10-15 minutes extra so that after every few rounds, stop for few seconds and offer some prayers like I Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishnubhavam Vidho. My dear Lord, I am drowning in this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up. Please give me shelter of your lotus feet. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. Because the holy name can give you material things also. If the proper motivation is not there, you may end up with material results. So devotee should be praying, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I do not want anything. And most important of all is this verse, trinadapi sunichena taroriva saishna amanina manadena kirtanista. In his teachings, where Haridas Thakur is talking to Lord Chaitanya, he is emphasizing this point, that one should feel himself to be more lower than a blade of grass. Now this verse is so important that even if you speak it 100 times a day, it is not enough. Because this verse actually is the gateway to pure devotional service. After we go through this verse, then we can enter into the different higher subject matters. One should actually feel himself lowly. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when Narsingadeva appeared, all the demigods tried to pacify the Lord. But the Lord was so angry. Even Lakshmi Devi could not understand that, oh, is this my Lord? This mood. So Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the different demigods, they could not. So finally Lord Brahma told Prahlad, you go forward and offer some prayers. And Prahlad, you know, a person like me would become very proud. Suppose, you know, some service is there and some 25 devotees try and they are failed. Then somebody says, Prabhuji, aap karo, you do it. They say, okay, yes, finally you have known who is the right person. Thank you for understanding my glories. Better late than never, you know. But Prahlad, he felt himself, so he said, I am born in an asura family. I am so degraded. Brahmadi, Suraganaya, Munayo, all these demigods, they could not pacify you. I am so low. I am so low. I am so fallen. And then he starts glorifying. So Dainya, Sanatana Goswami describes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Dainya means utter humility. This is essential point for actually getting into the realm of devotional service. Most of us are superficially in devotional service. You know, we are on the floating to merge in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you know, going to the depth. Sanatana Goswami himself, so humble. So humble. When he was asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a little further away, and Lord Chaitanya told Govinda, please call Sanatana, I want to give some prasad. Lord Chaitanya was in a temple of Lord Shiva in Jagannath Puri called Yameshwar Mahadev. In Jagannath Puri, there are 5 Mahadevs, which are like the guards of the dham. One of them is Yameshwar, Nilkanteshwar, Markandeshwar. So when Sanatana heard that Lord is calling him, he came running. And he came by the way of the sea beach, which was very hot this season. It was around Vaishakha, May, June time. And some of you must have come for Rathayatra. It's so hot. What to speak of walking on the beach? You're walking on the beach in the noon time. You can't walk, you have to dance actually, you have to just jump up. It's literally. So Sanatana was having blisters, but he was just thinking, Lord Chaitanya is calling me. This kind of eagerness is very essential for attaining love of God. There should be a single pointedness of purpose that I just want Krishna. What does my Lord want right now? How can I please Krishna now? I want to attain love for Krishna. Whatever it takes, life or death, nectar or poison, but I want to attain Krishna. We see this in Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, all our Goswamis, they are our heroes, they are our ideal. And Rupa Goswami himself says that laulyam, that greed is a price. So Sanatana came running and Lord Chaitanya asked him, Sanatana, kona patha aila, which path did you come? And Sanatana Goswami told that I came by the sea beach. Why did you not come by the Sinha Dwar, the main door of Lord Jagannath? That's the place which is cool. You could have, Sanatana said, because, you know, there are so many pujaris who are coming in and out, and if they would see me or they would touch me accidentally, they would become contaminated. So that is why I thought better I come by this. Then Lord Chaitanya asked, what about your feet? He said, because you are calling me, I was so much in ecstasy, I didn't even realize. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He said, Yadyapi tumi ho jagat pavan, toma deke pavitra hoye devamuni gan. Yadyapi tumi ho jagat pavan, O Sanatana, you are purifying the whole universe. Even the demigods, sages, they become purified by touching you, by seeing you. But you are so humble. You followed the etiquette. This humility which is exhibited by Sanatana Goswami is something we can try to emulate
follow in the footsteps. That's why Sanatana Goswami is so dear to the Lord. Haridas Thakur, he was so humble that when Lord Chaitanya came to Puri, all the devotees came, many devotees came with him, and then Lord Chaitanya asked, where is Haridas? Haridas was offering obeisances from far distance away. Most of us want to offer obeisances very nearby, because most of the time you offer obeisances to other person knows that I offered. So then it's a matter of relationship. So next time if I offer, he will also offer, you know. Sometimes you offer, the other person doesn't offer, then next time you don't want to offer, you know, because our ego is so strong, you know. But Haridas Thakur was offering from great distance. And Lord Chaitanya then called him for prasad. He said, I am not qualified, I will take afterwards. You know? So this actually, these divine personalities in Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela also, but Krishna Leela is very high. For a sadhaka, Gaur Leela is more something which we can follow in footsteps. You know, we can't follow Krishna Leela, means jumping on Krishna's shoulder, we cannot do that things. But Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, although they are the same, they are all manjaris in the spiritual world, but they are behaving in such a way so that even devotees, aspiring devotees, can follow in their footsteps. What to speak of when Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas, what benediction do you want? Mahaprakash Leela. Haridas said, I have a great disease. What is that disease? I long to be recognized. We all know Haridas never wanted, but he was thinking like that. I long to be recognized. So please just give me the benediction that I may take birth as a dog in the house of a devotee. Here Prabhupada is saying that animal species is not good. But if one is an animal, a Vaishnava's dog, like Shivanand Sen has a dog. Shivanand Sen's dog received benediction which even demigods don't get. As you know the story, Shivanand Sen was traveling with a group of devotees from Navadvip to Puri. He was walking, they were walking almost 450 kilometers. And Shivanand Sen was taking care of all the devotees, arranging prasadam and accommodation, and this dog also joined. And Shivanand Sen was cooking for the dog. This dog was not registered for the yatra. He had not paid any fees. Shivanand Sen was cooking. See, leader means to be servant. Shivanand Sen was the leader and he was cooking for a dog. And once he had to cross the river, so the boatman said, dog's not allowed. Shivanand Sen, he said, no, I'm taking, no, not allowed. Okay. Some extra money. Okay, no problem. Same thing happens today also, some extra money. Say, but he used it in Krishna's service. So after he crossed, one day Shivanand Sen told the devotees, you go ahead and I'm coming. I have to pay some taxes. So as he was paying the taxes, the dog could not find some food, he left the association of devotees. And Shivanand Sen was feeling so bad. When he came, he asked, where is the dog? Generally, you know, we care for devotees who are like sannyasis, gurus, very senior. But what Shivanand Sen is teaching is that to care for everybody. Because he was seeing Paramatma in the heart of the dog also. He was seeing the dog as a servant of Krishna. So finally Shivanand Sen sent 10 devotees to search for the dog, and when they could not find, he was feeling so guilty. He was feeling, I have not served one Vaishnav, so let me fast today. He did not take prasad that night. But then few days later, when they reached Jagannath Puri, they found this dog had already reached. And he was next to Lord Chaitanya. They all went walking. Maybe the dog took the train or something. And he came before. And Lord Chaitanya was feeding coconut pulp to this dog with his own hands. And he was chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, Hari, Hari. And Shivanand Sen was thinking, oh, I have offended. He offered obeisances to this dog. You see, this is the greatness of a person is not in how many things you do. But this greatness is that desire to bow down to others, to see good in others. Whenever there is a clash between devotee, if one bows down, then the clash, then the fight is over. And whoever bows down, he gets more spiritual advancement. It's very difficult to bow down. It requires humility. Shivanand Sen could bow down to the dog. Was, you know, a dog is after all a dog, and you're not very high species. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, just see the power of association. that even a dog achieved the shelter of the Lord. And then Prabhupada writes an instruction for all ISKCON devotees. Please listen carefully. Prabhupada says, our devotees in ISKCON should be so strong in Krishna consciousness that by their association, others go back to Godhead even without their knowledge. That means anybody who comes into contact with you, sitting next to you in train, he should go back to Godhead. Because for that, you should also go back to Godhead. That means if your sadhana is so strong, so pure, like Prabhupada himself, to be a follower of Prabhupada means to emulate the qualities. You know, it's good to say Jai Prabhupada, but to get those qualities, to get those faith in the holy name. Prabhupada had that strong faith. He says in his prayers that I have no bhakti, I have no devotion, I have no knowledge, I have come to America, but my only faith is in the chanting of the holy name. You know, so that strong faith in the holy name, that just by chanting Hare Krishna, all my personal, individual, collective, society, ISKCON, and all problems can be solved. Just by purely chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So, then in one more point in the book by Haridas, book by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, which is the conversation between Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Haridas everything about the 10 offenses also. And Haridas gives a very nice analysis of each offense and then gives a remedy for each offense. Just like if I have criticized a devotee, the remedy is to glorify the devotee. So, and most of all, in that last chapter he says is, to be inattentive is the worst offense. Inattention is the mother of all offenses. So one has to be very much attentive. I feel very guilty that today I am speaking like this, because today morning I was feeling little sleep, not little, very sleepy in Japa. Last night I had some health problem. But I was thinking maybe Krishna is teaching me that yes, you have to follow yourself, what you say, speak. Just to be inattentive with Japa means it leads to all offenses. The basic thing is to be chant with faith, attention and humility. You know, faith that Krishna is non-different from the holy name. And attention means full, carefully hearing every syllable. How attentive we would be if we are meeting some important person. Eh? Like suppose you have a minister, appointment with a prime minister or a president or the chief minister. You know, sometimes in our temple, like in Mayapur, we had invited the chief minister of Bengal. She came and, you know, dignitaries are treated with great respect. In the material level, they have some post which is useful for Krishna's service. So how much more we should be honoring the Supreme Lord who has appeared in the form of the holy name. How attentive I should be that. Every syllable is an avatar of the Lord. Every syllable of the holy name is Chinmaya. Is transcendental, is Chintamani, Nama Chintamani, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. All the mellows of devotional service are in the Hare Krishna mantra. So every syllable is non-different from Krishna. And we are chanting Hare Krishna means Krishna is dancing on our tongue. We are inviting Krishna, please come. Like Prabhupada explains Rath Yatra. Recently I had been to Puri for Rath Yatra and one devotee was explaining Rath Yatra means inviting Krishna in our hearts. So before Krishna comes in the heart, there is Gundicha Marjan, cleansing of the heart. The chanting is the Gundicha Marjan. So we are actually inviting Krishna in our heart. It's like if you invite a guest to your home, we should be very respectful. It's very rare that somebody invites a guest and after the guest comes, then the host falls asleep. You know, Hari Bol, welcome. So when we are chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, we are inviting the Lord. And Hare Krishna mantra, sometimes you find one or two malas are very attentive, but after some time we are a little inattentive. So we should pray. I'm speaking these things just for my purification. I beg at the feet of all the assembled devotees that I can someday follow the teachings of Bhakti Vinod Thakur on chanting, to pray. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes in one song, this line is quoted by Prabhupada in a purport. This line is, Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Charane Podiya Sei Hari Nama Mantra Loilo Magiya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur falls at the feet of the Lord and prays to take shelter of the holy name. In the purport to this line, Prabhupada says, devotees should follow in the footsteps of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and as they are chanting Hare Krishna, they should be falling at the feet of the Naam Prabhu. This Naam, the holy names, is non-different from Krishna. Like every syllable is a deity. The holy name is my deity. And when I am chanting, I am doing some deity worship. It's like when a pujari is doing deity worship, the 25 minutes arati is there. It's a complete absorption. It is very unlikely that after offering one or two articles, the pujari attends a mobile phone call, you know. Because you know, now I am with the Lord. The same way this 1.5 to 2 hours is a deity worship. Your mind should be completely fixed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Just one point about this, Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport about coma. Prabhupada writes that sometimes people don't want to leave their body and they are forced. So then they want to remain in the same body. It's interesting, I never read this line before so carefully. That one may be a prime minister and he understands that the next body he can see is going to be a dog. So he's thinking, let me stay longer here. He doesn't want to leave, but material nature forces one to leave. There's one incident which took place in London. One of our devotees, Mr. Prakash, he was a regular visitor to our temple. He's not a full-time devotee. You know, he would come, he would chant 16 rounds. But by Krishna's arrangement, he had a heart attack. And when he was about to be operated, he went into a coma. And the doctors and his family members were surrounding him. But because of the coma, the operation could not be completed. Then again he came back to consciousness. Again he went into coma. This happened about 3 times. Finally, after he came out, he was operated and the operation was successful. And then he called his relatives and the doctors. And he said, 3 times they came. 3 times. The family members said, yes, we came 3 times too. The doctor said, we came. No, no, no. He said, 3 times those very ugly looking, terrifying personalities, they came. I think all of you know, Yamadutas. First time they came, I said, I am a servant of Krishna. The Yamadutas left. Second time, again they came and I just remembered, said, Marobi Rakubi, whatever Krishna wants. So 3 times he remembered Krishna and finally the Yamadutas, they left him. In other words, today's verse is about changing bodies. If somehow you remember Krishna, even if you are destined, Mr. Prakash probably had a confirmed appointment with Yamadutas, you know, which means he was destined to suffer. But he remembered Krishna. And because of remembering Krishna, he was freed. The devotee should cultivate this feeling that, yes. Prabhupada told to Satsarup Maharaj, Srila Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj, he asked this question to Srila Prabhupada that how can I make rapid spiritual advancement? How can I progress very fast? And Prabhupada said, just think that today is the last day of your life. Then you can make rapid advancement. Because today is the last day, then you'll be very attentive in japa. You lost some material things, no problem. Anyway, it's the last day. You can't take anything with you. So this consciousness of preparing for death. It's also one relevant incident. I think some of you must have heard. It was in the ISKCON mail to many devotees. That one of the devotees, I think she is a disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. She revealed that Bhakti Charu Maharaj asked her about something casually, what you were in previous life. And then she tried to do some research. It turned out that in her previous life, she was a disciple of Prabhupada, who was, after the Rath Yatra, just before the Rath Yatra, she was initiated by Prabhupada, and he was initiated, and then he died in a car accident. And because of being, some or other, he was a brahmachari, by the time of death, he was thinking of one Mataji who was coming to the temple from a Gujarati background. So because of that thought of thinking of that woman, he took a next birth as a woman. And when Bhakti Charu Maharaj asked this question, after research it was confirmed. And then she went and met that other woman whom he was thinking in the previous life. So when they both met each other, it was like a mirror image, you know, only 20 years age gap. So in other words, all this what we hear in Bhagavatam are not simply stories or imagination. This is fact. We are preparing for our next life. Every moment, the more every mantra we are chanting is one step closer towards Krishna. So just like when a person is, suppose we are in a hurry, we have to catch a train or a flight. There's just very little time. We want to reach Mathura station in 20 minutes. So we are just focused. I have to reach in 20 minutes. Same way we should be focused. Our whole life should be focused that at the end of life, I have to think of the beautiful form of Radha Shyam Sundar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentions in the song, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bol Nachare Amarman. He says, by remembering Gauranga and Nityananda, all the offenses in the holy name are forgiven. So sometimes we are not doing it purposefully, but offenses take place. But by taking shelter of Panchatattva, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrind. By just remembering Panchatattva, all the offenses are forgiven. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in the nice last line, Sheshe, what is that? Vrindavane Radha Shamir Pabe Darishan. That in the end, you will remember the beautiful form of Radha Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I seek the blessings of all the devotees. Just to what Prabhupada is saying, you are preparing, we can all see preparation. We are all like, Ananta Singh Prabhu is in charge of the hospital we have here, Bhaktivedanta Hospice, which is a hospital for those who are terminally ill. Of course, that particular building is for those. But essentially, each one of us is a terminal patient. You know, maybe the span, just like some patients, they come and they live for 2-3 years in the hospital, right? Sometimes the managements have to think, you know. They think, oh, abhi aaya tha, abhi jane wala hai. Lekin abhi ye 2 saal ho gaya thi. You know. So can you imagine, we are also like, we may live for 50 years, 60 years. 50 years later, who will be here, right? Saranga Thakur, you will be here 50 years later. 50 plus now is 35. What is your age? 40, that will be 90. Babaji Maharaj with, you know, with the head. You don't want to live long also. Actually, short life is good. So that we don't have to be, you know, we have to take service from others as we become old. Short life but full of Krishna consciousness. Like Khatvanga Maharaj, he asked how much time is left. He asked the demigods, what is my lifespan? They said, 1 moment. So he didn't ask, okay, then where is my ATM card? Let me withdraw quickly. Let me get my properties. He just remembered Krishna. So actually, Khatvanga Maharaj, at least he could ask. We may not have the time to ask also. So every minute we should chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
As we know the departure time for train or flight, does the soul knows the departure time from the body, whether he's a devotee or not devotee?
We don't know in advance. Parikshit Maharaj knew 7 days. We don't even have 7 minutes. But one thing is there, if you reach before time, there is no problem. Yeah. So you should think that now is the time. You know? Because death will come now, it will never be next minute, it will be now, whenever it comes. So always if you think that now is the time, let me be ready. Then there are laws, like Jyotish can tell you something, but sometimes they go wrong also. Jyotish cannot forecast about himself also sometimes. So Prabhupada said, astrology is there as far as how much lifetime, but it's not so important. Sometimes Krishna may want a devotee to come back soon. So Krishna can change everything. He has made the rules, he can change the rules. Yes, Rajavidya Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class and preparing us all. attentive chanting or ultimately. It's just like, I just want to, not just like a query, like you told in class that while sleeping also when we should chant, at least in heart. So can you please explain that also, please?
While sleeping also. First you have to chant while awake.
That's true. There
is difference between, you know, chanting while sleeping and sleeping while chanting. But I have personally seen, once I was in a yatra in Mayapur with one devotee, I will not mention names, but he was sleeping next and actually the name was coming out as he was sleeping also. Because you see, whatever you are doing, sleep is an extension of the wakefulness state. Like, it's like if you are always eating rasgulla, then sleep also you will be thinking of rasgulla. Many people that sleep like in my childhood, I would in my dream think about playing. The whole day you are playing, so you are thinking like that. So just go on chanting and actually 16 rounds should be on beads. But apart from that, in the mind we can chant. Prabhuji had a question there.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for such a wonderful topics and your speech always inspired me. My question is, Prabhupada always told that his disciple, I don't want to teach you how to live. I want to teach you how to die. My question is, a conditional soul or a common people, how could understand this line? Because every creature, even insect to creature, all creatures have the great desire for the life. How understand this?
The voice is getting a little. You could follow?
Okay. I repeat.
Yes, Shubha Krishna. Prabhupada said, I am not teaching how to live but how to die.
A common person, a conditional soul, how to understand this headline? Because in the Kali Yuga, every person have a great desire for the life. So how can understand?
How can a common person understand?
Understand or observe in the life, in a common life.
Well, gradually he will understand. In the beginning we may say, just come to Govindas, take prasadam. And yeah, then we are just teaching you how to live better, you know. So then gradually he comes, he understands the philosophy. And actually, when he understands the philosophy, he will understand that dying properly is preparing for eternal life. Whereas living improperly is preparing for a lowly death. So actually, preparing for death is not something unnatural. It's just like, I have to go to Bombay, so I'm preparing for the next destination. For a devotee, death is not the cause of fear, because it's just like changing clothes. So in the beginning, yes, it may not be a very palatable idea. If you put up a board that we have an institute, I will teach you how to die, then nobody will come here. Marne ke liye kaun aayega yahan? You know, suppose you go to a doctor and say, Prabhu, can you teach me how to die? Well, it will be free. Mein ho jayega, aane ki kya jarurat? Animals are also dying, you know. So we have to do it in a very tactful way. But yes, Prabhupada said. And here in Vrindavan, I remember this. I met Prabhupada in Bombay, and I was in Bombay when we were getting the news. And there are some videos of Prabhupada's last days. As he was carried in this temple, he was given charanamrit. He could not, people would put charanam in the mouth, he was carried. And then as Prabhupada was there in his bed, deathbed, he said to devotees, do not think that this will not happen to you. In other words, this is everybody has to go through. So Prabhupada not only spoke about this in his books, but also he actually showed by example that how to remember Krishna at the time of death. But he was not afraid. Actually, once his health was not good, he came to Rishikesh, came to Vrindavan, and doctors told him, don't go. But again, he went to London to preach. So in other words, he was not afraid. In one sense, a devotee's only preparation is to remember Krishna. Like somebody asked Prabhupada, during the 70s, there was a talk about the Third World War. There was a possibility of the Third World War. So they asked Prabhupada, how should we prepare? Should we build bunkers like our great warriors, political leaders who are good for nothing, they prepare, you know, that, you know, we have bunkers where people can hide themselves. Prabhupada says, no, just chant Hare Krishna. And during the war between India and, that time when there was a war, Japanese were bombing Calcutta. There was war, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and others, they were, and Prabhupada, he was hearing the sound of the bombs and he was not afraid. He was preparing prasad for the deities. So he was not afraid of death. He was saying that this bomb is also Krishna in the Keshava Drita bomb Sharira. This is Krishna has come. You know. So he was not afraid. So devotee, death is not afraid. At least now, of course, I am saying this because, you know, hopefully I have time. I am thinking like that. But when it comes to that point of death, one needs encouragement. That's why this hospice project is also there. That devotees, all of us will need, you know, we don't know how we will. Two stages are, one is to prepare now itself, and secondly, if we know a devotee who is in the final stage, like Kunti Devi, one Mataji from New Vrindavan, you know, she served Prabhupada very sincerely. Then she came to know she had terminal cancer. She was reading Bhagavatam, and she was saying to devotees, I never heard Prabhupada's voice so clearly. As I am reading Bhagavatam, I am feeling that I am like Parikshit Maharaj on the bank of the Ganga and Prabhupada is speaking to me. You know. So if you sincerely render service, then Krishna will help you. In fact, Haridas Thakur's case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came at the time of death. And Bhishma Dev was about to leave his body in Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna personally came. So it's not that simply preparation doesn't mean that you stop your devotional service. If you have acted under proper guidance and served Prabhupada sincerely, then even if you have some shortcoming, Krishna will force himself in your mind. Because after all, Matta Smritir Gyan Apohanam Cha, what Krishna will make you remember and forget, it is in his hand. You may chant 24 hours. At the time of death, you may remember your gamcha or, you know. You know. So it's not in our hands. We have to try, but Krishna decides what you will remember ultimately. Okay? I think we'll end here. Thank you very much. One last. Devaki Nandan Prabhuji wants to announce.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji gave a very nice class. Let's thank them with a Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. So we talked about Lord Krishna's love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the love of Lord Krishna by engaging people in Harinam Sankirtan. So today there is a nice Harinam Sankirtan in front of Krishna Janambhumi. And Prabhuji, Krishnanand Prabhu, will be distributing the love of Krishna at that place. So please join us. There will be bus parked in front of Chitkut at 11 o'clock. And we'll leave around 11 o'clock from this place. We'll go to Krishna Janambhumi. Then we will walk up to Mahadevji temple where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went when he came first time to Mathura Vrindavan. So we will go to that place. We will engage people in Harinam Sankirtan. So please join us. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai.